AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. ATI's 27% quarter outruns metal fabrication breadth, with volumes still short of confirmation. Allegheny Technologies finished the week at $197.80, only 3.7% below its 52-week high. But the latest rebound came on 0.8 times normal volume. Research brief. ATI remains in a strong weekly regime, with a 63-week active trend signal and top quintile relative performance inside U.S. industrials, though participation and a rich fair value gap keep the near-high setup under review. Key points. 1. ATI gained 6.2% for the week and is up 27.4% over 12 weeks, versus a 4.4% 12-week average for U.S. industrials and 7.5% for U.S. metal fabrication. 2. The stock closed at $197.80, 24.9% above its $158.40 trend line, and 146.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $80.31. 3. Trend breadth is complete for ATI, with 52 of 52 active weeks and a 63-week active streak, while the metal fabrication group shows only 35.3% active trend breadth. 4. Volume was 6.5 million shares, or 0.8 times the 13-week average of 8.3 million, leaving the latest price gain without strong participation confirmation. 5. Market dynamics remains positive, but activity pressure and relative strength have cooled over 4 weeks, adding risk near the 52-week high. Weekly price action. Allegheny Technologies added 6.2% in the week ended 24 July, closing at $197.80, and lifting back to 94.4% of its 52-week range. The stock sits just 3.7% below its $205.30 high, a constructive position after three small weekly declines in early July. But the 4-week return is only 0.2%, showing that the recent advance has been more uneven than the 12-week gain suggests. The longer tape remains powerful. ATI is up 27.4% over 12 weeks, 60.1% over 26 weeks, and 108.2% over 52 weeks. It ranks in the 87th percentile among 636 U.S. industrials on the ShareMaestro peer screen, while its composite score of 71 keeps the setup in continuation territory rather than early recovery. Signal and valuation state. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 63-week streak and 100.0% active breadth across the past year. Price is 24.9% above the $158.40 trend line, so the weekly regime remains constructive, but that distance also raises the cost of any loss of momentum. The ShareMaestro fair value reading is $80.31, leaving the stock 146.3% above fair value and putting valuation stretch firmly on the risk side of the ledger. With activity pressure at 0.37 and relative leadership at 43.74. The caveat is direction. Activity pressure is down 68.6% over 4 weeks, and relative strength is down 16.2%. The model expectancy remains positive at 56.53%, but there is no fresh buy signal in the latest pressure reading. Sector and industry context. ATI's week was stronger than its wider sector. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.0% weekly gain and a 4.4% 12-week advance, while ATI delivered 6.2%. And 27.4% over the same windows. Sector breadth is middling rather than broad, with 52.0% trend breadth, 53.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 56.0% positive relative strength breadth. The metal fabrication industry is more divided. The group rose 3.7% for the week and 7.5% over 12 weeks, but trend breadth sits at only 35.3%. And positive relative strength breadth at 41.2%. ATI is one of the cleaner names in that industry screen because it shows an active trend, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength at the same time, alongside peer Carpenter Technology, which posted a stronger 40.6% 12-week gain. Volume, risk, and what to watch next. The main gap in the evidence is participation. ATI traded 6.5 million shares in the latest week, below both its 13-week average of 8.3 million and 52-week average of 8.7 million. That 0.8x volume ratio is adequate for a rebound from a short pause, but it does not match the stronger confirmation seen during prior upside weeks, including 10.8 million shares on the 11.8% gain in mid-June and 17.3 million shares on the 11.0% gain in early February. Risk is not excessive by the stock's own history, with 13-week weekly volatility at 4.5% versus a 52-week base of 5.6%. The up-down split is favorable at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks, and average gains of 4.9% exceed average losses of 3.3%. Even so, the setup is close to its high, well above trend and far above fair value, with 10 reversal markers in the recent smart money tape. The next read is whether pressure stabilizes and volume expands, or whether the stock stalls again below the $205.30 high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.